Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We built it just for you. This is the 14th. This month is the 14th anniversary of that website. And of course, we've gone through many changes, many updates, many improvements, and it's over the years. But it's always been dedicated to helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful small business owners. And so I hope you take advantage of it. And it's all free. Everything there is free except for my books. If you want a book, we'll. And we're working on some ways for you to not have to pay for a book for the books. How about that? Who loves you? Tom Anastasi is with us, folks, and he loves you too. Tom's a great member of our Brain Trust. He joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about some fundamentals that you need to know about to do a better job with your business. Right now, we're talking about marketing and advertising. Tom, of course, your book's called The Successful Entrepreneur. Your website is yourname.com, TomAnastasi.com. Tom, talk to us a little bit more about getting our face, the face of our business, our message, and our offerings in front of customers.
Okay. The first thing you need to do is really think about what your competitive advantage is. Is it because you've been around for 20 years? Is it because you've got the latest and greatest product? Is it because there's a very low waiting time? You've got a great service business, or you've got the best pizza anywhere. So think about what your competitive advantage is, and that's what you really want to hone in on every single ad in one way or another. So people remember, oh yeah, you're the folks that have one day service, or you're the folks that give a 20% discount to repeat customers. And so once you find that is your competitive advantage, you want to have that out there. Now,
Tom, let me ask you a question. What if your competitive advantage is being told by your customers? What if instead of you telling your story, what about having your customers tell your story? What do you think about those kinds of things?
Those can be extremely effective. Okay, we like to call them testimonials. And then if you get some of your deliriously happy customers to sit there and say, you know what, I've been doing business with them for many, many years, and I will continue to do that. That is very effective because people will sit there and say, hey, I'm kind of like that person. I think I would also like this. I think it would also be very effective for me.
The reason I said that, Tom, is because if you think about it, you know, if it's kind of hard to talk about your competitive advantage yourself. Because there's not too many things you can sell today that somebody else can't sell, you know, that there aren't 10 other people selling around you. To me, the differentiator is what you said a minute ago, letting people identify with the customers who already do business with you. I think that's a great tool.
Oh, it is. And then if you do that, it's even more effective if you use their picture or a radio ad. Now, radio ads can be a very good way for small businesses to advertise because one of the things that you'll find is that the local radio station, even small local radio stations, have very expensive equipment and very good equipment, and they generally have people with good voices, and they will produce your ad usually for free
if you buy the time, unless it's really elaborate, you'll find some very creative, people very willing to help you get your message out there on radio, and that's in basically every small town in America, isn't it?
It is, and the other thing is that the voices of the people doing your ad are going to be voices that people are familiar with and they trust, so when they read your copy, they can bring people in, plus we'll have music in, sound effects. And the ads that you run are extremely well produced. But I got to tell you that there are some local radio stations that are going to sit there and they're going to put time in to have your ad sound just as good as anything you hear on a national broadcast.
Well, thank you for mentioning radio, Tom. Thank you for mentioning radio, because it's still a great medium, and it's going to continue to be. What do you think? One of the things before we wrap up, we got about a minute left. Talk to us about frequency.
Absolutely important. One of the things that breaks my heart is the people will sit there and they'll spend very hard-earned money, and they'll say $500 on their ad campaign. It's just not enough. You need to continue the message. Even if you have to have a smaller ad in the newspaper, if that's what it takes to run it more frequently, do that. Because one big ad isn't going to bring people in, because people have got to get the paper that day, they've got to go to the page that day, and that's not going to be everybody. But if you put a small ad in there and run it all the time, you'll get a price break from the newspaper, and the other thing is eventually people are going to see it, and you're going to be much better off.
Absolutely.
And remember that advertising takes time, but it's worth it.
Absolutely. And one last thing that to point out, folks, is wherever you're advertising, try to find the medium that will get you to your profile customer. Right, Tom?
Right, and that's where advertisers, they can tell you exactly what their demographic is. They can tell you what age group is listening to
radio, television, newspaper. Exactly. Well said. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Good job today. Good stuff.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Lysingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.